Hi, I'm Zach Becker. I'm your editor-in-chief of The Underground. We're broadcasting here live, well, not for you, but live at Pummel Hall, where the 1950s come back alive. And we have the chalkboard and the old-school heater and all that. So it's really a pretty fancy place. I think it probably is in line for a renovation pretty soon. It's served its time, so I'm going to pass it on here to Jason.
I'm Jason McGill. I'm the assistant editor of the Underground. This is our weekly meeting where we get together in our little witch's coven, if you will, and decide who's gonna go look into what's going on and at on campus.
I'm Nathaniel Bassett. I'm just a contributor here. I'm enjoying plotting the untimely demise of anything and everything related to Missouri State.
Well, Nathaniel Edward Bassett, he has the longest name of anybody on staff.
Yes.
I had complaints from my designers. They're like, "Can't he just shorten that down?" And we said, "No."
It's okay to use Nate Bassett if that's really a problem.
Is that
So,
okay? Okay,
yeah.
I'll remember that. So.
Okay.
We'll start off our first topic: Newspaper Revitalization Act. Jason, you seem to know a lot about this.
Yeah, this was introduced in the Senate a couple days ago. I think it was the 31st of March, and by Senator Cardin of Maryland. And among the proposals for it is to eliminate postage for newspapers and newspapers that agree to have less than 20% of their paper devoted to advertising can get federal subsidy. It's not as much about trying to keep old media on a lifeline, like we really got to support it, but it's more about returning newspapers to the way they were. I mean, when newspapers first came out, the bulk of what the post office did was deliver newspapers, and the actual newspapers paid very little for it. It was heavily subsidized in the beginning, and we got away from that model as we got away from an interest in public service journalism and got more into profit-oriented journalism. And now that newspapers are suffering, we need to get back to sort of that. Everybody seems interested in that public service role. I mean, we seem to have to turn to comedians to speak truth to power instead of reporters.
Well, I think that raises some interesting questions. So, should the government be sponsoring the media? I mean, that's a traditional, another check and balance on the government. If the government is sending subsidies to these media outlets, are they going to report as honestly on the government affairs?
I think that's a really excellent question because, I mean, the whole public press is based on the idea of being in the public sector and not being dependent on the government and that sort of thing. The interesting point, though, is that if only newspapers under 20% ad content are going to be supported by subsidies, well, the New York Times has ad content of about 60%. So for most newspapers, this is probably going to only affect like little tiny newspapers in places that people pick up every morning and they read about what their neighbor did next door. So I'm not sure how relevant it is on a national scale.
Well, I think if we revitalize local journalism and we get away from a kind of centralized model where we have huge media conglomerates controlling chains of newspapers across the country, we could see a resurgence in the vitality of journalism. I mean, I think part of the problem that this also hopes to address, and I mean, I wouldn't say that it's the solution for the media problem, but is that as we're transferring from older media to new media, we're losing sort of this core institutional memory of journalism where we have, editors and reporters that aren't moving up in the ranks as they traditionally would in newspapers, as the newsrooms slim down and they're asked to do more with less time. So I think it's important to hold on to this core of journalism and not have it sort of disappear as we move to the internet and then have to reinvent it. With the new media that's going to come online.
Is the postage really that, free postage? Is that really that,
Well,
in an internet age?
the post office, I mean, the post office has been raising their rates a lot lately. I mean, if you consider that it was, just only a few years ago that it was like 15, 20 cents, and now it's almost doubled. I mean, that doesn't sound like a lot, but it's a lot for a newspaper that sends out all these copies all over the place.
Well, should we be encouraging, to keep them on this old paper? Paper and ink model, or should we be encouraging them to go to a more online realm and rewarding that for the future? Because obviously everybody knows that's probably the future of newspapers. It's probably not in print, it's on the internet.
Well, I mean, until that model comes online, the print is still going to be dominant. And we're just sort of getting into the mode of where, and again, I don't know all the ins and outs of the bill. I just sort of heard a news report about it. I haven't read the bill itself, but I do know those two aspects of it, and I think it's important as we transition to make sure that we keep all the good aspects of the old media while we embrace the good aspects of the new media.
I think the only reason that the old media still works right now, the old newspaper, and the thing that that kind of, you know, government sponsoring of the old thing is going to do is just keep ineffective, antiquated ways of reporting the news in place. I mean, right now people are really criticizing the big three in the auto industry bailout because they're saying the public is paying for corporations to produce cars that are inefficient and outdated. And I think that's a legitimate complaint. And with newspapers, it's the same thing because basically newspapers are a failing business because they're an antiquated, out-of-date way of reporting the news. And if you want to support an old model, I think it's a self-defeating purpose. You're just rewarding failure.
This is your assistant to the editor, by the way. Newspapers are outdated. No, but the newspaper itself may be is going to go away probably. I mean, the whole idea of printing a paper copy every single day, it's probably going to go away. But the idea of journalism, reporters working beats, producing stories, developing stories, and keeping in touch with sources and that kind of thing, that thing needs to stay alive. And the best way to do that, I think, is through supporting the newspaper structure as it is until we get into a mode where reporters are doing that, are paid to do that through revenue streams through the internet. Because right now, I mean, you're not going to see bloggers down every day at a courthouse or every day at the police station or every day at City Hall questioning people, following up on leads, doing all the things that reporters need to do. And that's the kind of thing that we need to support and make sure that that sort of experience doesn't get lost.
Well, I think that's probably a good point. We'll wrap up our first podcast here, and we'll be back, I don't know when, but sometime. So thanks for listening to the Underground podcast.